The Tea Girl of Hummingbird Lane, a novel by Lisa C. Read by Ruthie Ann Miles, Kamiko Glenn, Alexandra Allwine, Jeremy Bob, Joy Osmansky, Emily Walton, Aaron Wilhelmy, and Gabra Zachman.
No coincidence, no story, my Amma recites, and that seems to settle everything, as it usually does, after First Brother finishes telling us about the dream he had last night. I don't know how many times my mother has used this praising aphorism during the 10 years I've been on this earth. I also feel as though I've heard versions of First Brother's dream many times. A poor farmer carries freshly picked turnips to the market town to barter for salt. He takes a misstep and tumbles down a cliff. This could have ended in a terrible death, far from home, the worst thing that can happen to an Akka person. But instead, he lands in the camp of a wealthy salt seller. The salt seller brews tea, the two men start talking, and, the coincidence could have been anything, the salt seller will now marry the farmer's daughter, or the farmer's fall protected him from being washed away in a flood. This time, the farmer was able to trade with the salt seller without having to walk all the way down to the market town. It was a good dream, with no bad omens, which pleases everyone seated on the floor around the fire pit. As Amma said, every story, every dream, every waking minute of our lives is filled with one fateful coincidence after another. People and animals and leaves and fire and rain, we whirl around each other like handfuls of dried rice kernels being tossed into the sky. A single kernel cannot change its direction. It cannot choose to fly to the right or to the left, nor can it choose where it lands, balanced on a rock and therefore salvageable, or bouncing off that same rock into the mud, becoming instantly useless and valueless. Where they alight is fate, and nothing, no thing anyway, can change their destinies. Second Brother is next in line to tell his dream. It is ordinary. Third Brother recites his dream, which is worse than dull. Abba nudges me with his elbow. Girl, tell us a dream you had last night. My dream? The request surprises me, because neither of my parents has asked this of me before. I'm just a girl. Unimportant, as I've been told many times. Why Abba has chosen this day to single me out, I don't know, but I hope to be worthy of the attention. I was walking back to the village after picking tea. It was already dark. I could see smoke rising from household fires. The smell of the food should have made me hungry. I'm always hungry. But my stomach, eyes, arms and legs were all happy to know I was where I was supposed to be, our ancestral home. I watch my family's faces. I want to be honest, but I can't alarm anyone with the truth.